June 21st through June 27th, Doctrine and Covenants, sections 67 through 70, Worth the Riches of the Whole Earth. Before you read the suggestions in this outline, study Doctrine and Covenants, sections 67 through 70, and record the spiritual impressions you receive. These impressions will help you create an inspired teaching plan. Then supplement that plan with ideas from this outline, from Come Follow Me for individuals and families, or from church magazines. Invite sharing. Invite the children to draw a picture of something they learned from their scripture study at home or in primary. If they have trouble thinking of what to draw, you could remind them of some of the topics in Doctrine and Covenants sections 67 through 70, such as baptism, gaining a testimony of the scriptures, or parents teaching children the gospel. Teach the doctrine, younger children. Doctrine and Covenants, section 67. The Doctrine and Covenants contains revelations from God. In November 1831, church leaders decided to put Joseph Smith's revelations in a book for everyone to read. Today, those revelations are printed in the Doctrine and Covenants. Possible activities. Tell the children about how Joseph Smith's revelations came to be printed in a book. See Chapter 23, The Doctrine and Covenants, in Doctrine and Covenants Stories, pages 90 through 92, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Share your testimony that the Doctrine and Covenants contains revelations that can help us today. Share one of your favorite verses from the Doctrine and Covenants. Show the children each of the standard works one at a time, and as you hold each one up, share a little about how we got it. See each book's entry and guide to the scriptures. When you hold up the Doctrine and Covenants, share with the children what makes this book of scripture unique. For example, it contains revelations given in our day. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 25 through 28. I can be baptized when I am 8 years old. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 25 through 28, the Lord told Joseph Smith that children should learn to have faith in Jesus Christ, repent, and be baptized when they are 8 years old. He also said that they should learn to pray and keep God's commandments. Possible activities. Invite the children to count to eight using their fingers. What is special about being 8 years old? Help the children recognize that when they are 8 years old, they can be baptized. Using words and phrases found in Doctrine and Covenants, sections 68, verses 25 through 28, share with them some of the things the Lord wants them to learn about before they are eight. See also Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 4. Help them understand concepts that might not be familiar to them. Sing with the children a song about baptism, such as Baptism or When I Am Baptized. See Children's Songbook, pages 100 to 101 and 103. Ask the children to share how they feel about being baptized and what they can do to prepare. Teach the doctrine, older children. Doctrine and Covenants, section 67, verses 4 and 9. The revelations given through Joseph Smith are true. Much of the instruction in Doctrine and Covenants, section 67 through 70, has to do with the saints' efforts to publish Joseph Smith's revelations. This could be an opportunity to help the children recognize that in these revelations, now published in the Doctrine and Covenants, we can find the voice of the Lord. As you prepare to teach, you might review Saints, Volume 1, pages 140 through 143, or Chapter 23, The Doctrine and Covenants, in Doctrine and Covenants Stories, pages 90 through 92. Possible activities. Show the children the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. Help the children make a list on the board of what makes each book of Scripture different and what makes them similar. If they need help, share with them the descriptions of these books in Guide to the Scriptures. Ask the children how we can know that the Scriptures are true. What do we learn from Doctrine and Covenants, section 67, verses 4 and 9, about the revelations the Lord gave to Joseph Smith? Share a verse from the Doctrine and Covenants that strengthens your testimony of the truths of these commandments. See verse 4. Give the children opportunities to share a favorite verse of their own. Explain to the children that the church leaders at this time decided to publish their testimony of the revelations Joseph Smith had received. When they did, one of the leaders, Levi Hancock, wrote next to his name, "Never to be erased." See Testimony circa 2 November 1831, Revelation Book Number 1, page 121, josephsmithpapers.org. Why might Levi Hancock have wanted his name never to be erased from the published testimony? Give the children an opportunity to write their testimonies of what they've learned so far in the Doctrine and Covenants. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 68, verses 3 through 4. When our church leaders speak by inspiration, they speak the word of the Lord. When the Lord's servants speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, their words are the will, mind, word, and voice of the Lord. See verse 4. Knowing this truth can help the children want to listen to and follow their teachings. Possible activities. Invite the children to read Doctrine and Covenants section 68, verses 3 through 4 in small groups, and share with each other what they learned from these verses. Invite the children to write something they learned on the board. Why is this an important truth to know? After reading Doctrine and Covenants section 68, verses 3 through 4 together, give the children copies of several recent messages from General Conference. Invite them to find in the messages truths that the Lord taught us through His servants. Doctrine and Covenants section 69, verses 1 through 2. I can be true and faithful. When Oliver Cowdery needed to travel to Missouri, the Lord called John Whitmer, someone who was true and faithful, see verse 1, to go with him. How can the children be true and faithful like John Whitmer? Possible activities. Tell the children that when the Lord sent Oliver Cowdery to Missouri, He said that someone true and faithful should go with him, so He also sent John Whitmer. What does it mean to be true and faithful? How can we make sure we are true and faithful so that the Lord can use us to bless others? Invite a few children to tell about someone they know who they think is true and faithful. How do they know that person is true and faithful? Help them see that the Lord trusted John Whitmer because he was, at this time, true and faithful. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 69, verses 1 through 2. Sing together a song that encourages the children to be true and faithful like the Savior, such as, "I'm trying to be like Jesus." See Children's Songbook, pages 78 through 79. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to explain to someone at home what the Doctrine and Covenants is, where it came from, and why it is important to them. Improving our teaching. Modify activities for the age of the children you teach. Younger children may need more direction when invited to share. Older children have more experience and may be better at sharing their thoughts. Keep differences like this in mind as you plan activities.